coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today, Wednesday, January 18, 2023. By the way, Eric the Tech, how are you today?
Doing good.
Good. I just want to let you know on my preview monitor, I've got a dialogue box in there. Didn't know if that shows
it's good
up.
For you.
It is. Should I read it? Click here. Because your bank account has been... I'm kidding, of course. Now, folks, I've got a great show lineup for you today. Look, we have a lot of stuff to get into. Very special guest. You're not going to want to miss today. The rumors are true. We have a very special guest coming on. Randy Taylor, of course, after a lengthy absence. Can't wait for him to come on. I really can't. Because he's been very ill. Okay. Now, I have not seen him. I've spoken to him. I haven't seen him. There's a reason for that. About 500 miles worth of reason. Okay. But, technology, I suppose you can overcome that. But I'm anxious for that. He's got a lot of good intel, by the way. I'm excited about the intel he's got. But I want to get into, before I bring him on, before, and he's going to just be with us for half, three quarters of the program, okay, because of his situation. So, but the fact that we have him on right now is great. And we're going to have him on again as he gets stronger and your prayers, you know, work on that. But one thing I want to get into first is, I wrote an article. I was going, folks, when you see the work product that Eric the Tech has done, oh my goodness, you're going to love it, I think, because it is an integration of everything I've written over the last 15 years. And how do I know this? Because I had to move all that stuff individually. My gosh, did I write a lot of articles. 2012, 2013, 2010. But one in particular, and this was Proposition 8 in California. This goes back, I believe it was 2013. I'll tell you about that on the other side of this. And what this is finally, some people are beginning to fight back now against the immorality, against the absolute insanity of this sexual perversion. There's no other word for it. Okay, if you're a dude and you go into a woman's locker room and I'm around, okay, look, I might be an old guy. Okay, but I still got some spunk and fight left in me. I'm going to kick your ass.
What are you doing in the locker room?
Oh, well, I mean, some, you know, girl shrieks. There's a guy in here, there's a dude in here. I'm going to go in there and drag him by his
wiener?
His tickle pickle and rip it off and feed it to him. All right. But seriously, because this is not good. But this is happening to our children. Of course, you know this. Now, there are people now that had enough of this. We were seeing this in Davos. Look, I've got my own feelings on what's going on in Davos. You've got some absences there. You've got some people doubling. Most of them are doubling down, but you've got some absences there. You've got the push for this ESG. Environmental, social, governmental score for corporations. You've got we can't have gas stoves. Okay. But this is all an illusion. And I'll tell you why it's an illusion. They are not as strong as they think they are. And they're starting to realize that we are beginning to realize they're not as strong, not as influential as they think, or we think they are. In other words, they know that we know that they know that we know that they know. That's right. Follow along with me. So, now, this appeared, let me see, this is video, okay, this is video number one. Parents protest against transgender school board member accommodating use of women's locker room, watch this. This is from Steve Bannon's show, I think today maybe, earlier today or yesterday, but watch this. And at least the first few minutes of this, and when Randy pops in, we'll get to him. But here's the thing: people are beginning to fight back, and praise God, thank God, we have to fight back. And now watch in particular the police reaction to this, and what the woman says about the police reaction, because again, the police need now, in my view, to be re-educated. And when I say re-educated, educated back to the law and order. If you got a skin pickle, get out of the women's room. Okay? I'm telling you. Either that or face a beat down. All right, let's play video one. In the show notes, HagmanReport.com. In the show notes, HagmanReport.com.
Can I play the clip for us? Let me play this introductory clip, and then we're going to bring Lindsay on.
I am at the gym in Arizona. He's undressing in the locker room. Top off, bra off, and Paul Bixler was in the women's locker room. And he looked at me, and he looked at my breasts, and I have called the police.
Recently, he's used the men's locker room. So he agrees himself that he's a man.
I have told the police that I was in the locker room. A man was in there. I was getting undressed. He looked at me. He is a man in the women's locker room. And the response is that this is a touchy, sensitive issue in society.
Yep, there he goes, women's locker room. There's the man going in the women's locker room. Hope there's no one undressing in there.
Touchy subject, my ass.
There's no naked women in there. Since there's a man, why isn't anyone warning the women?
Just so everyone knows, he's not being arrested. We are at a point where we're catering to society instead of facts. This is alarming. Women's rights are being violated. And I'm not going to put up with it.
But Paul, if you're a female, why do you use the men's restroom sometimes and the women's restroom?
Pause right there. You can see him. Okay, now you have to tilt your head. I don't know why people record like that. Even I know better than that. But there, Eric the Tech, is that a good picture? The preview monitor is not really. I can't really see. Oh, that's the back of him, right? Yeah. All right. There's a picture. Go ahead and play it until he turns around, and then pause it. Because there's no okay. Now there's no question about this, right? He's not even trying to pretend he doesn't have any lipstick on. I'll put the lipstick on for you. But here's okay. So, folks, again, in the interest of time, I'm not going to dwell on this. You can watch this entire clip. It's linked at HagmanReport.com.
It's Doc
from what was that with Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, back to the future.
Back to the future. Okay. Yeah. But here's the thing. Remember, again, I was going through some old writings of mine. And you can take that off because it makes me sick and it makes me want to just go out and punch the living daylights out of that guy as well as the cop. And yeah, I said that. What are you going to do about it? Okay. Proposition 8, and I don't remember if it was 12 or 13. It was in that time vicinity. That was, in addition to that, there were a couple of other cases ongoing about same-sex marriages, okay? Now, you might not think this is important, but we told you back then. I wrote back then, look, and Dave Dodmeyer was really big on this. You let this go, it's going to go to pedophilia. That's where this is headed, in addition to the sexual assaults, the assaults, and this will aid in trafficking. We've already seen cases where this has aided in trafficking. I am telling you right now, you folks, we have to stand up, and we have to take these morons that are behind the desks, behind the dais, behind their little cages. And if I, and I'm serious, I'll drag them out by their ears. Enough of this crap in schools, in wherever, especially in schools. Now, in locker rooms, okay, look, do what you got to do. But the fact of the matter is, we cannot allow our daughters or granddaughters, our wives, subjected to this kind of crap. But we told you what the agenda was going to be 10, 12, 15 years ago. They were going this route. They're perverts, in men and women, perverts. Don't think it's just men. It's women too. The morality has been shattered, and it is part of the communist agenda. You know this. We all know this. But we're all sitting back and saying, well, what are you going to do? Oh, it's a touchy subject. Look, pal. And I'm going to tell you, I've argued with cops before. Okay. I mean, to the point of almost arrest argued. Don't go telling me, oh, well, this is a civil matter. No, it's a common sense matter. And take it to the limit. That's what we need to do. Is he on? All right. I don't have a drum roll. We don't have any sound effects like that. So, although Eric the Tech could get one, but I'm not going to. Randy Taylor, how are you, sir? It's good to.
That's a touchy subject.
Yeah, how you doing, buddy? Your sense of humor, really good. You're looking good.
I'll be smiling in my casket, pal.
Well, how's it going? You know they use the fish hooks and stuff to make you smile, but no.
Yeah. Keep my mouth shut, too. Yeah. I'm just doing what I can to contribute to the opioid crisis, sir.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well.
But you know what? What you just showed?
Yeah, yeah.
It's what you just said.
Yes.
If you allow it, it's only going to continue, and it's going to become normalized. Is that a word, normalized? Yeah. We're going to see the normalization of this craziness.
You and I are having trouble with our words today.
Yeah, and I say we go back to the old-fashioned way of doing things.
Okay.
And I've already told my daughter, if you walk in there as a guy in there, you better come get your father in quick. Okay? Because he's leaving.
She'll wheel you in? I'm kidding, of course. No. The man is strong. The guy's as strong as a horse, but go ahead.
He'll be leaving. Feet first. The only thing to beat him to the hospital will be the headlights on the ambulance.
And I'm glad. I'm telling you what. This is what we need to do. I don't give a damn. Okay, and I'm not sticking around. Okay, look, I'll walk in there, take care of business, and I'll leave. I ain't sticking around. Yep. Okay, tell me.
People are going to have to stand up. And the point is, all right. So you get charged for it. Okay. Yeah. But you did the right thing, and you know what? Down the road, if somebody, you're applying for a job or something, and you were to explain that to somebody, I don't think it'd be a problem.
Well, you know, I think back, and you remember this, you and I have spoken about this airport scene back in the early 80s. I have the gentleman's name, I can't remember it, on a payphone. His son was kidnapped by his karate instructor coming back, walking through the causeway at the airport. You can see the guy in the background. He was being escorted by, I think, air marshals U.S. marshals. And the father of the kidnapped boy was, again, the news media was there. And in between the news media and the boy's father, which he was in disguise, so sort of, was the suspect coming, being escorted. And you see the guy, the father, hang up the phone, turn around, and take the gun and put a slug right in the beaner.
Jack Ruby'd him.
Oh man, in a big way. Yep. Yeah. And it, now look, he got off. Okay. So
And it does happen. Recall, when was it, Doug? Years and years ago, 30 years ago, probably, that mom shot the guy in the courtroom.
Oh, yeah.
That had molested her son. It was out in Colorado or something.
Yeah.
She walked right in the courtroom and shot that son again.
And all of a sudden, we have metal detectors now. Doggone it. No fun.
I don't think that the government is worth anything in this matter. Okay, no. They're promoting this. I've always thought this was part of depopulation, promoting homosexuality.
Well, it is. I think you're right.
When you start looking at all these little caveats that they're throwing into law, they're definitely, anybody that's promoting homosexuality isn't interested in children, obviously.
That's right.
Producing children. And with the abortion, the morning after pill, we're slowly, and from different angles, chiseling away at the population on our own. And that's by design. Don't think it's not by design.
No, you're 100% accurate on that. And thanks for pointing that out.
But more concern is the morality aspect of it.
Well, yes, the biblical, they're ripping, rending the godliness out of society.
The schools, you know what? The godliness has left some churches.
Oh,
there's churches you can attend and they'll never mention the word God in there.
Even worse, they have drag shows in churches. Oh, here's the video I was talking about. There's a suspect right there. Dad on the phone.
Well, depending what cell they put him in, he might get married in jail. Who knows?
Okay, we have the I have on the hard drive. I had the unscripted or the uncensored one, but anyway. Okay, so Randy Taylor, folks. Randy Taylor, isn't it good to see him? Let's give him a round of applause. Hey, studio audience.
It's good to be here. I missed you guys.
Missed you too, and a lot of people were praying for you. A lot of people emails about
and,
you know.
And if I may touch on that subject, thank you. Okay, I've had a lot of people that even when I'm so wiped out, I can't answer them. They still email, they still write. I still get a lot of chuckles and. Yeah, you know, when you're going through what this family's going through, that kind of stuff's important. And it means a lot to me, and I want to say thank you, Adam Howard. And to let you know, out of all of this, I'm going to write a book, Doug.
Did I hear you correctly by you saying you're going to write a book?
Yeah, my wife's been up my butt about it for about 15 years, and...
No.
Somebody said the right words in the last week, and it got me thinking.
You don't have to get anything cleared to write this, right? You can write this without.
I'm going to have to be careful in some areas, but if you stay generic, you'll get the idea. But I'll pull it off.
I'll pull it off,
and you had some things were signed here and there, but. The people need to know. Yeah. What I want people to know out there is you don't have to put on a uniform and be a superhero to fight the enemy. The enemy is all around you. The enemy is Satan. The enemy is anyone that's trying to harm you or your way of life. Folks, come on. You got plenty of enemy around you. And this is how one guy, me, a fellow with no college education, no nothing fancy, didn't know anything about computers, sat down on a computer one day and started hunting down Al-Qaeda suspects. Divine intervention.
I came across, I was talking about some of the articles I wrote.
Boy, we used to be good at that.
I'll tell you what, I can't believe how much I've written, but
yeah,
your articles, okay? So I came across one of your articles that was published, and I'm not sure if I can publish it right now.
In today's day and age, probably not.
But it had actually had, you had, it was the byproduct of your infiltration into a, it will be on our new site, your infiltration into a message board, and it had plans for the Boston bombing type of bomb.
Yeah,
I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we produced, we had the video, the whole nine. I believe that was out of the Nemo series.
Yes.
Where they had taken that little fish with Disney, and that's how they were hiding the films and the information on the internet. And people didn't realize that. You see, Nemo. He didn't think twice about it. It's kid stuff. No, Nemo. Nemo was an entire library, an extensive library, very detailed instructions on how to wire up bombs. Oh, man, just unbelievable. Bombs for any occasion.
I'll tell you what, I learned a lot from it.
Oh, I certainly did. The federal government learned a lot from it. And more importantly, our military were able to use those films.
Yes, they were.
And keep our people alive over there. Yeah. Because I'm going to tell you, no one would think that if you walked up on a dead dog, that there'd be a bomb in it.
Or a dead,
you know,
soldier.
A dead human.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but the things, just really incredible. And I think it's just time to sit down and put together. There's things that need to be shared.
Okay.
And I just want, my point is, I just want people to know that when something like that happens, anybody can get involved.
And that's a great point.
And you can get in there and you can fight. Because I was sitting there and I'm watching 9/11 occur, watching the New York and the Pentagon. And the first thing you want to do is you want to grab a rifle and go to war. Well, sorry, I'm too old to go back in the military. I wouldn't be very effective, that's certain. But getting on a computer, anybody can get on a computer keyboard, you know, tracking messages, just paying attention to what's going around you, watching people in certain areas. You know, where I was from at that particular time, I was located in Orlando, and it was loaded with the Muslim population. And it was just on 9/11 is what alarmed me, is watching these people in their 7-Elevens clapping and cheering because 3,000 Americans died. We're surrounded by the enemy, believe me. They're everywhere.
And I think shortly after that, you took me for a ride, and you showed me some things that I wouldn't have believed otherwise.
And you've done the same for me up there. You showed me some things in Buffalo that blew my mind.
Yeah, it's crazy how things
I just couldn't believe how far things had advanced.
Yeah.
You know, and I got Doug up here trying to hold down the Northeast United States.
And you down there in the Southeast.
I'm down South trying to hold that one together. We don't know. It's up for grabs out West. So, we saw some things there in Pennsylvania were very alarming, especially around the armory and all the dude showed me. And the just endless buildings with beds in them, empty beds. I always wondered who slept in those beds.
Well, and then there was that, we have video of, or I think still images and video. Yeah, both of paramilitary training in Buffalo, New York, in suburban Buffalo.
In a school. Yeah. We're talking 12, 13, 14, 15-year-old kids, and they're doing, you could almost line the film up with training films out of Afghanistan, the way they were scaling the wall and all.
Yep.
That's scary. That's scary.
But equally, if not more scarier, is taking that to the FBI or and having them say, hey, we're not going to get involved. And that's when you said, you know, at that point, all right, I'm done. This is a bunch of
crap. It was when they started questioning me and they said, there's no way you could have this information unless you were a member of them.
Yeah.
And I was like, I mean, you know, Doug, you imagine how hard my jaw hit the table on the phone when it was said. And that gives you an idea right there to tell you straight up, our government does not know what they're doing.
Nope. That's,
if you're relying on them to keep you safe, you made a mistake.
Amen to that. Randy Taylor.
You got to line up with fellow Christians. Patriots, there's plenty of us out there. Don't depend on the government. Look what they've done to you. Look at this inoculation thing. Look at the COVID, locking everybody up for 2 years. Does anybody have any idea the damage done to the children?
With the masks and the lockup? Yeah.
Isolation.
Yeah.
From you're talking about, these are their formative, their years that they form so many things in their life. You know, they build their little... They become who they are. And what are they now? They're a bunch of withdrawn kids sitting in the corner, about the only thing they know is playing on the iPhone. You know what I'm saying? Yep. They don't know how to interact with each other because they missed an entire 2-year chunk there.
Exactly.
Think about that. Stop and think about that. Now they have to live their life missing a piece.
Yep.
Yeah. Simple things you and I got to do.
And we take that for granted, and we because we don't know what's going to happen next. Randy Taylor, folks, email him, randytaylor@hagmanreport.com.
And if I don't answer, and I don't answer right away,
I'll give him a break.
What I found is some people stick me on like a mailing list. Yeah. Don't do that. Do not put me on a mailing list. I'm just telling you, I'll trash can you.
Yeah, I do. Okay? The same
I
won't. Thing.
If I sign up for it, fine. Do not just assume that you're sending me fresh information, because honestly, a lot of stuff you send, you're already sending. All right. I love you. Okay. But you're just plugging up a mailbox.
Exactly.
Keep it fresh. You want to stop and say hi? That's cool. But please, no lists. Please.
Randy Taylor at HagmanReport.com for well wishes and attaboys and all that stuff.
And please, folks, support this show.
Yeah.
Well. It's so, you have no idea. It's like shooting chickens off a fence. I'm telling you, one by one, guys like Doug Hagman are being pulled from the air. Some of them you never hear about.
That very true. That's the thing.
Yeah. They vanish. You don't know anything about it. But that person was obviously talking to several people, got somebody upset. And guess what? You get tax audits. There's all kinds of things can happen to you. I'm just telling you, don't think that they can't reach out and touch you. Okay. Yep. And the only way to keep this thing on track and keep this mission going is you need to support the Hagman Report. It is imperative. Okay. Because when everybody else is out there and running for cover, that's when we dive into it.
That's okay. Right.
There's overhead. There's attorneys. I'm telling you, they want this. They want your host. Okay.
You think
we have to be smart about this. Okay. And folks, it's imperative. It is imperative that you support Doug Hagman. Okay.
I appreciate this, my brother.
No, I'm just telling you, this is a beacon of light in a very dark, dark, dismal world that some people have given up on. Please don't give up. If you're thinking about giving up, come back. Okay? Hang with us. I've also told Doug my health has been improving.
It has.
I'm going to be appearing more.
Yes, he is.
I promised you last year.
Don't make me come over there.
Well, I'm just telling you, I told you last year, this fight ain't over. The book that I'm going to write is going to be part of that fight, because the book won't go away. Google can't change the words. Google cannot edit what Randy Taylor says. Okay, and I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to lay out things in that book that were part of my life that I experienced that might just leave you stunned.
Oh, okay? I guarantee you that.
I'm going to open with a bang, and it's going to be a great book. I'm just telling you, it's going to take me some time to do it, but I'm going to do it right. And that's going to be my legacy, folks.
Amen, brother. And I'm right there behind you.
I know you are. You've given me so much advice on writing books, Doug.
Yeah.
So many times you told me I should sit down and put my thoughts on paper.
No, I'm telling you what you've got to say. So I'm excited for that. Hopefully you can get that out soon, because
we're trying to get one of our listeners actually is very helpful. He's been helping me choose some voice to text. That's the only way I can pull this off. I'm losing the use of my hands slowly, okay, because of this disease I have.
Right.
It's making me where I can't. That's what my handwriting looks like. I mean, it's awful. I can't leave it.
That's mine on a good day, but go ahead.
Yeah, I used to always write so nice and neat. Now, I had to have my wife button up my shirt.
Yeah.
To let you know how the days are going. But if I do the voice to text and with the help from a few friends, we'll get this done. We'll get this done, and we're going to send a message. And folks, when the book comes out, buy it. Read it.
Ooh.
Give it to a friend. I want people to know the other wars that were going on while we were being attacked by terrorists. It's so,
boy, that's so important too. People don't so get that.
There's so many areas of conflict, and one of the biggest things we were facing back then, none of the offices, we'll call them offices, would cooperate with each other.
That's right.
They wouldn't even talk to each other. So Doug and I had to get so specific as to who the information went to.
Oh, we're reeling information.
Yeah, we're reeling information like crazy. Then our next biggest challenge was dissemination. We used to put it out as a general thing to our subscribers, but it got to the point we couldn't do that. When I say subscribers, I'm talking about LE, law enforcement, intelligence, those guys. It wasn't like, you know, Tom down the street could sign up.
Right.
All right. But it was very complicated. It almost got too complicated because we're so compartmentalized in the U.S. government that they find often they're not even fighting the same battle. Well, you don't win wars that way.
And don't you think, Randy Taylor, don't you think that speaks to a lot of, I agree that there's evil within the FBI, but man, there's a crap load of incompetence.
Yes.
In different agencies.
Well, they also bear in mind, as you bring in, I'm going to say immigrants, people from other cultures and things like that, because the education systems are different and all that, and certifications overseas are different, this and that. A high school diploma in Timbuktu might not mean what a high school diploma from Indiana means. Right. So they have to curb, adjust, and really make the hiring practices fit the majority of the applicants. That's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a problem. You know,
and there are regions too. Sometimes you have to worry, you have to wonder about.
Well, and that's the thing too. And I mean, you know, you get vetted for a job or something. How do you vet somebody from overseas named Muhammad? I don't know how you do it. And they don't keep records. They don't keep records of this. You know what I'm saying? The record keeping overseas is awful. So I don't know. I don't even know how you would even. I don't know how you'd hire FBI agents today. I guess I would search the military maybe or something. I don't know.
Well, even the military is compromised.
Yeah, they're all wearing it. Well, you got a bunch of them that are wearing skirts now. So I don't know what's going on.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. So that's breaking news, folks. Hey, we right before airtime, you mentioned something. I want to get into it right after this. Thank you for your support, folks. And we do have a couple of corporate sponsors. For the life of me, I don't know why. I guess they're hanging with us because
they're patriots.
They're patriots, okay, from what I believe. I believe that to be the case. And my fine friends at Lightstream, folks, you know, the beginning of the year really kind of sets the tone for the rest of it, doesn't it? I mean, at least for me it does. I don't know about you, but at least for me. I know what my goals are, but if one of your goals this year is take control of your credit card debt, now is the time to start. Right now, today. Today's the time to start. Pay off your credit cards faster with a low fixed rate from Lightstream. You know, we always start the new year out, don't we, with great intentions. Oh, yeah. But then as days and weeks and months go on, well, things kind of fall off. Well, you can, I'm going to tell you, you can have a great day, a great month, a great year with respect to saving money on your credit card debt with Lightstream.com/Hagman. A credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream can help you pay off your credit card debt and lock in a low fixed interest rate. Rates start at 7.99% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. Hey, the rate's fixed. It's not going to go up over the life of the loan. And you get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, $500,000 or $5,000 to $100,000. And there are no fees whatsoever. You can get your money as soon as the same day you apply in some cases. It's really a great product. I've watched this help many, many people. I've gotten emails about this. I've gotten people come up and tell me, hey, thank you for introducing me to Lightstream.com/Hagman. So here's what you have to do. Just for my listeners and viewers, apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is go to Lightstream.com/Hagman. That is LIGHTSTREAM, Lightstream.com/Hagman. Two N's on Hagman. Subject credit approval. Rates range from 7.99% APR APR to 23.99% APR, includes 0.50% auto-pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/Hagman for more information. You'll thank me later. You'll be glad you did. And again, with me is Randy Taylor. Randy Taylor at HagmanReport.com for communications, not lists, but communications with Randy. And he's been through the mills, but he's looking good. He's coming out. He's a fighter, and he's ready to crack some skulls, especially the people who take advantage of children. And
that will not be tolerated.
Amen to that, brother. Amen to that.
So, and if it's a trip to jail, that's a trip to jail.
Well, you know what?
Bond, I'll be calling Doug. Bond me out.
Believe me, we have a mayonnaise jar here with
Bill again.
But okay. So one thing that's going on with Ukraine. First of all, this Ukraine Russia thing is nothing more than a proxy war, US v. or Russia v. US, US v. Russia, NATO v. Russia. That's a proxy war. It's a bunch of crap. It's a banker's war. It's the bioweapons lab and money laundering in Ukraine. But something happened. You mentioned, and not too many people are talking about this. You want to talk about this? Let's
dive into this,
man.
And the possible possible reasons that it happened.
Okay.
Also, but bear in mind, it seems like when there's a conflict like this, there's usually something that flies through the air and a bunch of people die.
It's funny.
Remember Ron Brown?
Yes,
sir. The guy they found with the 45 round in his head at the plane crash site.
Yeah, he was
Clinton. He was one of Clinton's top dogs.
I wrote about that. I found that article too. Yeah.
And then we go back in the Polish. Remember the Polish president? Or vice president.
Oh, that's right. Whatever. But yes. But
then one that I want to bring up is years and years ago when George Bush, the kid, was president, there was a Republican, I'm going to say Minnesota, Wisconsin, somewhere up there, was a very important vote. And if this person flew to Washington, D.C. and voted, it would destroy George Bush's plan. Wow, plane crash. Do you remember that?
What was the
guy's name, the congressman?
It was a Democrat, I believe.
He held the vote that would destroy Bush, though.
Wellman?
Yeah. Plane crash.
I'm not sure if that's the right name, but something like Wellman.
But you remember this. And they didn't give him 10 seconds of 6 p.m. news,
And there were some other ones. Remember the Korean Airlines flight that had some important people on it that was missiled down?
Yeah.
That was in the 80s, I think. Mm-hmm. 80, 81, something like that.
Yeah. I don't know. Let's talk about this helicopter, though.
Yes.
My summation of all of it is anybody that knew anything about all the BS involved just died.
And isn't that special?
It's like he had his cabinet on the helicopter.
Yes.
I mean, he pretty well wiped out anyone that he would have been having private discussions with about this. This is nuts.
Okay, so folks, in case you're just tuning in, what happened was there was an aircraft crash. I believe it was a helicopter.
Hilo.
Okay, so, and several people met their maker of Zelensky's people.
Mm-hmm.
And
this whole Zelensky thing is screwy.
Exactly.
You know? It's like he's doing Hollywood commercials when they're supposedly invading his country.
Well, he's on Vogue and all that stuff. Yeah.
And he came to DC. What guy walks in and asks for that kind of money? Doesn't he have a tie on? Put a shirt on, put a collared shirt on. You know, I don't wear ties, but I always show up with a collared shirt on.
Nothing gets me hotter under the collar. That shows disrespect in my view.
Then to ask for that kind of money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're invested $100 billion plus the Patriot systems over, and other military hardware.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what we know of.
Mm-hmm. And then you got this ding-dong Trudeau. He wants to buy a weapon system through the U.S. to donate to the Ukraine. What? What? Yeah. This war is not what it seems, please. And I'll be honest with you, I have no sympathy for the Ukraine. I do for children and them dying, but I'm saying from a political standpoint and what got them into this and whatever it is they're up to, I got no sympathy for them. There's a big game here.
Okay, so I found some of my writings right after the Maidan, during the Maidan Revolution. I had written about the other way to World War III, and that was by way of Ukraine. My way, I've always said World War III is going to start in Syria. But then I had published a few articles saying that the other way to World War III was via Ukraine. And here we are. Go ahead.
Can you tie that Gog and Magog into it?
Well, I think that I don't know how that would. I mean, I don't know.
Well, the historians were saying that with Gog and Magog, apparently that's a place that's approximately near St. Petersburg, Russia, and supposedly whoever the Gog, right, the Bible thing says that they will come down and go after Israel, and that's supposedly what
they have puts to make everything a hard in right. Play. I think at some point,
yeah, but. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But we don't right now. The war is not really legitimized anyway. You know what I mean? It's like a pawn piece.
Yep.
So what's the next pawn piece? You know what I mean? Because Putin could sit there and do this all day. He don't care. And honestly, if Putin was at war, this would already be done.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He has about a super, best and brightest.
Yeah. Yeah. Ukraine is not a superpower. Okay, you know what I'm saying? I think we've got Girl Scout troops that can probably take them out. Okay, they're not a superpower.
No, it reminds me of like a cat and a mouse, and you know the Patton, the cat, you know, messing with a mouse. Okay,
exactly. Anybody that's looking at this can see the politics in it. But what I want to know is why those people died on that helicopter.
What did they know? And what was going? Why were they all together? What did they know? And exactly what? Because you're not hearing much of about this anywhere. Mm-hmm. You know.
No, and all of them being in the same place, same time would be against protocol.
Exactly.
That's a security protocol. You wouldn't do it.
In fact, I was looking for because it was so close to airtime, I didn't find it. But I was looking for the list. They did publish a list of names and positions. Okay, and I'm thinking, really? Okay, so all of these people, there were like three really critical positions, and then you're talking like deputy prime minister or deputy.
That's huge.
Yeah, yeah.
That is huge.
Yeah,
that's gigantic.
So
that'd be like Freeland. Chick up in Canada.
Yes.
Deputy Prime Minister who asked for $2 billion to go to a company that doesn't exist.
Which, I don't know, how much do you know about that? Because I have not talked about that.
Because there's so little information. She's not really spilling the beans, but what kind of, boy, I thought I had cojones.
Well, okay, so
and asked for $2 billion.
And you're talking about Freeland, who is Trudeau's number two.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's his right hand.
Right. Okay. And she's part of WEF, part of the World Economic Forum, or at least.
She is. She is a byproduct of Nazi Germany. Her grandfather apparently was a prominent Nazi.
Yes.
And when you start doing things like that with that kind of history and that kind of family background, I really have to ask some questions. $2 billion could really ignite some things. $2 billion could change policy in countries. $2 billion could actually buy some countries. you see what I'm saying? And then when they questioned her on it, there's a whole video on this, and I'll fire that off to you, where they're actually questioning her on it. There's some gal on there questioning her, and she doesn't have any answers. So it's pretty amazing. But anyway, off of her.
All right.
But her equivalent died in a helicopter crash.
Yes, yes, in Ukraine. And And more. I can't locate it right now. Again, it's not front page news, but it I had it open.
We ought to do a what we ought to do on our own is a quick headline scan worldwide and see who else has died, maybe one or two at a time, somewhere else real close to this, within this time period.
Yes. Yes.
I would narrow that down to probably 24 hours.
Okay. All right.
I mean, if you were going to do a clean sweep, you'd wrap it up in 24.
Yes. Yes. I agree with you on that. But by the way, did you happen to see, people will understand the importance of this. This is an illusion. I know that it made social media, Greta Thunberg being arrested. Okay. People made a big deal of that. And there's footage of her actually staging that whole arrest. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see it, but it is certainly not beneath her.
Oh, okay,
because
word.
The child was corrupted by her parents, and yes. She knows nothing but lies. And that's what she's doing. You can see through her ignorance when she's talking. Now, take that kid, subtract 10 years, and talk to them about gender change and tell me they're going to make a solid decision.
Boy, what a segue that was. But no, you're right. You're right. I mean, but the reason I brought that up is because everything we're seeing within the media is an illusion. And it's Musk, I don't trust him any further than I could throw him, but he's pushing some stuff out about the censorship and stuff that shows you the depth of the illusion that we've been under. Mm-hmm. So
he's kind of what Trump did. Trump exposed.
Yes.
By them railing on Trump and picking on him for 4 years and wasting a 4-year presidential term, which none of those people that were trying to prosecute Trump or any of it should ever see in office again. Because they absolutely peed away 4 years of American history chasing a ghost that wasn't there. And all the things they were trying to prosecute him for were finding out that Biden and Obama, they all have these documents at their house. Obama probably, you know what I mean? It could be blown across his yard. That guy was no security guy. And you can't tell me Biden, if he knows where his house is. But those documents and all that they went after Trump for is crap.
Which that I've got a video crap. Snippet. Now, okay, this is
I can't remember
if it's Bongino or Bannon, but referencing Tucker Carlson. Follow the money in this Biden scandal. Dan Bongino being on Fox News and saying there's something stinks about this because. Either those documents were planted there because they want to get Biden out of there. So either they were planted there or, I mean, there's something else going on with these documents, okay?
So the documents are basically a Pandora's box.
But
that could go anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. And then he brought something else up, or if it was him or Bannon, I'm not sure. But something else, I think it was Bongino. Maybe it was Bannon, brought something else up. You want to do this couple-minute clip here?
Sure. Okay. No, right. I'm with you as long as you want, buddy.
All right. This is video 3. Let's play this, if you don't mind.
Listen, I'm here to give you the truth, okay? I'm not here to BS you. This is a huge, enormous scandal. This classified documents, international influence peddling, potentially money moving around scandal. But having said that, it is not unusual for a traditional log of visitors at a private residence, even during the presidency, not to be kept. Now, having said that, there should be some record of name checks. That's different. But a list of visitors, the Secret Service doesn't say ever who meets with the president. They don't. Well, what if it's a terrorist? Folks, it happened all the time. Yasser Arafat used to meet with the presidents all the time. No, I'm serious. Taliban representatives. The staff says who meets with the president. The Secret Service, they can name check them. They can secure them, make them go through a magnetometer, pat them down. But they don't tell the president who he meets with or not. If the president wants to meet with a terrorist, he can meet with a terrorist. That surprises a lot of people, but it's true. Then our Secret Service isn't going to let you walk in there with a bomb or a gun, but they may name check you. But how, the visitor logs thing is not totally unusual. Name checks, there should be a record of, though. Just a note on that. Again, did this for a long time, so I don't want to get, I don't like when people get kind of taken off highway ramps. Let's stick to the following the money here.
Okay, here,
this
here
is a
is.
Huge scandal. Here's what I mean by follow the money. So now we know that Joe Biden, in one of his last trips when he was vice president, which is really unusual, in the days before Obama and Biden were leaving the White House, decided to go over to Ukraine. We know Biden was pushing Obama to give Ukraine weapons. Obama didn't want to give Ukraine weapons. We know Biden's son was working in Ukraine for a corrupt natural gas company. It was under investigation despite having no natural gas experience. The only question now is, was that money that went to Hunter Biden for this no-show job, apparently, was it making its way back to Joe Biden, and how? Well, Miranda Devine and others may be on to something. Here's a tweet from Miranda Devine. In 2018, Hunter Biden claimed he owned the house. Joe Biden kept the classified documents alongside his Corvette in the garage. He was doing a background screening for another place, apparently out in, I think, L.A. somewhere. And notice what he puts down there. That he is, his previous address, he goes over and he puts down as a reference that Delaware location. And notice the rent he says he paid, $49,910. Now, I want to be really careful about that. That may not mean rent for that specific place. But there's no question, if you read this Breitbart piece by Wendell Huisbaugh, it's in the newsletter today, bongino.com/newsletter. Sign up for the newsletter, please. This stuff is all free, of course. Hunter paid for 2010 repairs on the Delaware house where Joe Biden stashed his classified documents. Here's the question. Was this the scheme? Follow the money. Was Joe Biden pushing his son for this job? Pay my son in Ukraine. I'll lobby for you to get weapons. The son then funnels money back through paying for Biden's expenses, his living expenses. Is this how the money was kind of laundered back to Joe Biden? Now, there's no doubt Biden's pushing for weapons for Ukraine while his son is employed there. You don't have to take my word for it. Just read the Washington Post. Again, from yesterday, get back again today. How Russia's aggression in Ukraine is shaping Biden's actions today.
Okay, you can Biden, cut it right there and you can watch the rest, but you get the idea. Mm-hmm. Randy Taylor, I'm telling you, there's something much greater, much deeper to this document find than we're being told. And I believe, and let me pose this as a question. Do you believe that we are going to see Biden and Harris run against anyone in 2024? And if you do, fine.
No. If I don't think Biden will be around in 2024. Between you and I wish the man no harm, I think he's got one foot in the grave, another on a banana peel. Okay. The Democrats are definitely at war with Biden.
Yep.
Everywhere you turn around, they don't even want to talk about the guy. You pin somebody down, hey, you want to see Joe Biden in 2024? And he's even too senile for them. I think he's outlived his usefulness, Doug. And
I agree.
And you know the garbage that we're talking about. You're talking about the Nancy Pelosi's, the Adam Schiff's, and all that. And what I don't know. I
don't know. Every time I start thinking about Pelosi, Schiff, and Swalwell. Ted Lieu, your favorite.
Oh yeah, but that Adam Schiff should be in jail.
Yes.
And on homicide charges.
Yes.
And defiling a dead body.
Yes.
And I'm basing that on someone else's testimony, so don't bother coming after me.
And if you do, he can take it. But
be prepared.
That's right. A lot of people don't know what we're
about it.
Talking
he was
about.
Out, yeah, he was out at his friend's house. What's that guy's name?
Ed Buck.
Yeah. Him and Adam Schiff. Now just stop and think about it. Being friends with Ed Buck should be enough to call his character into question.
Yes.
That alone. Forget what happened that night at Buck's house when he raped and sodomized a young black man for over an hour that he didn't even know had died.
Right. It was dead.
It had expired.
Yeah.
And he's
true
he's
story, sitting, folks.
Yeah. And he's sitting there legislating your laws. Are you kidding me? Somebody had to grab that son of a gun today and put him in jail. He needs to be accountable. I'm tired of these people that think they're above the law. You're not above the law. And if the law ain't going to do it, then we're the law. This crap has to stop.
And
this is each of us individually, not as a gigantic group. I'm talking about individuals. All right. If you see a boy in the girl's bathroom, say something. Make
do
a
something.
Big deal. Yeah. Please don't just walk away. That's the problem. We've been walking away as patriots. We walk away as Christians. We got to stop walking away. About face and face it. Jump into it. Okay? You don't even have to lay hands on that person. And I'm not telling you to. Okay? That's against the law. All right? But heavens, please, help them find the door. Okay?
I remember when you and we did that one time. All right. That's enough of that.
But seriously,
that's when
if we let muscles. This continue and we don't as individuals, don't look around and go, is somebody going to back me up? Some days you're on your own, man. You know what I'm saying? But if you raise enough fuss, you're going to have people's attention. And guess what? Yeah. The person might just walk away. But you made everybody in that building aware that there's a pervert and a possible sexual crime waiting in that room.
Exactly. And call out people like Schiff. Yes. Do your research. You know, maybe
people already know that story, and that's true. That you check, you go check
it out.
Check
in
the
fact,
police reports, man.
I'm wondering if I can't remember
you
if I wrote.
You could probably latch on to some of those police reports that dissolved.
Yeah,
but you know enough people. You might be able to. I would love. I wish I could stand on the floor of Congress and embarrass that man.
Well.
He just makes me want
to. Are they capable of embarrassment, do you think, my brother?
I think sometimes people get so. I was watching a show about money and assassinations and rich people, and they get so in love with the money.
Was it an episode that I did, or what? I'm kidding.
No, it's a documentary. I was going to shoot you over the title. But when you look at a family like the Rothschilds,
yes,
you have to be so devoid of any morals to sit there and want to finance both sides of a war just for the money. This is what these people have been doing forever. They get the wars. They love these wars.
Yep.
They make money on these wars. That's one of the reasons Kennedy's in the ground. Okay.
Right.
Because Kennedy was the first president that was really going to get us going in that right direction. And he's a Democrat. I'm a conservative. I'm talking about the man.
The man.
He's a decent guy. Okay.
He wouldn't be a Democrat today.
No, actually, you're right. Actually, you know, he'd be Speaker of the House. But he would definitely be a conservative or an independent. He would.
Yeah.
And I think because he knew how things worked, he'd probably do a better job today of maybe getting some things done. But he was a Lone Star Cowboy back then. Nobody wanted to hear it. They That's wanted right. to go to war. He was correct. Advisory only. That's all we needed to do. It wasn't our war. It's their war. It's just like the Ukraine. We don't have a dog in that fight.
Even though they say we do, we don't.
We don't. We right. have enough natural gas. Doug, unless I'm nuts, we're selling natural gas to those clowns over there. So explain that to me, why I'm dependent on him. No, it's quite the opposite. We have more offshore than people are even aware of as far as natural gas around this country. We're not hurting on anything there.
No.
And for them to tell you that is a political lie.
We are a resource rich country.
And north of us heavily.
Yes.
Now, the ding dong up there might not want to send oil down to the US here. Because he's an idiot. But the resources are not a problem. We have the resources.
Not at all. You know what? We've reached the end of our time together. I want to thank you for joining me. I know that I know that this was a lot for you.
This is great to be back.
You come back.
Got to have purpose, baby.
Okay, we're going to talk, and I will see you back here at a time to be determined. All right?
Right on. Folks, thank you. God bless you. And I appreciate all the prayers, support, and emails. And please support this show.
All right.
Please.
Have a good day, folks.